The U.S. presidential debate was carried live across much of the Asia-Pacific, sometimes with simultaneous translation. And if you thought the moderator had some challenges, consider the interpreters. In Vietnam, some just stopped their work, skipping sections that became too difficult to understand. Japanese national broadcaster NHK carried the debate live, leading one viewer to tweet, "Whatever those translators are paid, they deserve more." The South China Morning Post described the reaction of a Taiwanese anchor interpreting and summarizing highlights in Mandarin. At one point, she thought there was a technical problem with her earpiece because of the shouting and interruptions, telling viewers, "I have not often come across this kind of situation. It is hard to make out what anyone's viewpoint is." Sharp reaction came from rivals and allies. The English language version of the Chinese Communist Party paper, The Global Times, wrote the event showed the world a divided and chaotic U.S. A commentary on the Australian Broadcasting Corporation said, "This debate told us everything about America, a broken, divided, angry society." And from a political science professor at Tokyo's campus of Temple University, bewilderment. Hiromi Murakami told the South China Morning Post, "I still have no idea what they want, the policies they are planning, and where the U.S. is going." With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.